I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. International aid is starting to trickle into Haiti. 2 days after the devastating earthquake there, it's still just that, a trickle. Some airplanes loaded with relief supplies have managed to land at the airport in Port-au-Prince. That includes a U.S. Air Force cargo plane. But there are problems when it comes to delivering that aid to those who need it. Here's what one aid worker told the BBC today.
So far, I guess there has been just a ton of supplies from the States that's came in. And there's no organized aid yet, so it's just sitting there on the tarmac.
That tape came to us from the BBC's Andy Gallagher, who is in Port-au-Prince. He spoke to us earlier, and we should warn you, some of what Andy described is disturbing.
There is really no sense here of a coordinated relief effort. I've just spent the morning out in the streets of Port-au-Prince. I didn't see one single official figure. I didn't see any teams with search dogs. Just a critical and desperate situation. I visited two schools that have completely collapsed. One school that had over 1,000 pupils and staff inside. And it's a horrifying scene wherever you go in the city. Limbs jutting out from inside the building. Families unwrapping bodies that are out in the open. One woman I found discovering her 22-year-old son and completely collapsing. Obviously extremely upset. The father told me he's worried about where his son's body is going to now go. He thinks that it's just going to be put in a hole somewhere in the ground. I think there is a real sense that Haitians feel desperate, but more than that, I think they just feel very, very alone at the moment.
Is there a sense of scale? I mean, when you describe what you describe, is that every single street for miles, or how would you characterize it?
It seems that way. I mean, I've spent the last 2 days traveling the city, and it doesn't matter which direction I go from the compound where I am. I come across the same scene over and over again. Collapsed buildings, collapsed beyond belief. They just look like concrete slabs neatly stacked on top of each other with barely any space in between. Anywhere there's a public space, people are gathering because they're very, very afraid to go inside buildings. There were a couple of light tremors last night as I went to bed in the early hours of the morning. So people are very much afraid of that happening, very much afraid of further collapses. But really, at the airport here, we were led to believe the runways were badly damaged. They are not, in fact, that badly damaged. Large aircraft are now landing. But I spent 3 to 4 hours at the airport last night and didn't really see that much aid coming in. One Christian aid group that I talked to that happened to arrive here before the earthquake told me they went down to the port and they saw supplies down there just stacked up and not being distributed. So they took some themselves to try and help people out. But at the moment, I don't see teams on the street. I don't see a coordinated relief effort, despite all the promises from wealthy nations.
The fact that there's no obvious relief effort in evidence, what do you make of that? What are people saying about it? And what are the most urgent needs right now on the streets of Port-au-Prince?
Well, I think the most urgent needs are people need fresh water, they need shelter that's safe, and they need medical supplies. I actually visited a hospital last night, which was a heartbreaking scene. The car park itself was just full of dead bodies, the blood running down into the street outside. There were even children sleeping in amongst those dead bodies, and I spoke to one doctor there who had very, very scant medical supplies, because you can imagine the types of injuries that people are having. Inside the hospital, there were more dead bodies inside, more people who desperately need good medical attention, which they can't get. Remember, there was no infrastructure here before the earthquake. There certainly isn't now. But I think, as I said before, people just feel alone. They're hearing things on the radio, they're hearing promises from people like President Obama. But in real terms, that relief effort is not yet happening.
Describe the airport. Any evidence there of the relief effort? And what was it like to be there? What does it look like? How many planes coming and going?
Well, I came in last night. I flew in on a small plane. We didn't have any problems landing. Large aircraft don't seem to be having any problems landing either. And you have to think that the airport will become the hub of this rescue operation. It has power, which is important. You can see the runway lights at night, so people can still land there. Beyond the boundaries of the airport, where the lights are on the runway, it's just pitch black. At night here, it's eerily, eerily quiet. And remember, there's a port here as well, so I think large ships are coming in. The rescue effort is starting, but it's a trickle rather than a flood at the moment.
And what about security on the streets?
There is none. I actually spent maybe 2 or 3 hours driving around different neighbourhoods. I saw one police car. In fact, I came across a police station that had completely collapsed. There were about 15 officers in there, apparently. Remember, the earthquake hit at 5 o'clock, so all the buildings were very, very full and very busy. So they've been decimated themselves. They really just need outside help, people coming in who are fresh, who have the necessary training and have those necessary supplies.
The BBC's Andy Gallagher in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.